I'm expecting great things. Amen. God is expecting great things as well. I always like to say that when I hear that song because we have a tendency to be expecting a lot from God when God is expecting more from us. I understand. You say, how can God expect more from me? Well, if he put it in you, then he's expecting it out of you. I'll say it again. If he put it in you, then he's expecting it out of you. And our goal consistently as we come here and we fellowship together, but our goal in our daily lives is we study the word, we pray. Our goal is to grow more and more in who God has made us to be. Amen. And to see more and more where he's sending us to, what he's telling us to do, who we are in this present moment, who we should be, and just seeing what God is saying. Amen. How many of y'all want to see what God is saying? I want to see what he's saying. I want to know what he's saying. And I always like to say this. What he's saying is you. You're the word that God is saying. I know y'all thought y'all came to get the word. Y'all came here to receive a word from the Lord, huh? I understand. You've already received the word from the Lord. You are the word of the Lord. No, let me say it again. Clap your hands. You've already, I'm going to deal with this identity crisis. That's not even what I'm talking about, Lord Jesus, but I'm going to deal with this identity crisis because you come and try to get something that you are. All you're doing is getting unlocked. What if I told you that all that you've been praying really hard for is right down the inside of you? They say, lo here, where the kingdom of God at? He say, lo here, lo there, no, the kingdom of God is. I ain't hear y'all. The kingdom of God is within me. So if the kingdom of God is within me, then I need to get unlocked. If I'm not seeing the kingdom outside of me, there's something that's locking me up. I've been spiritually constipated because there's something that's been taking me in, that's been clogging me up. Don't come to get a word, come as a word. I'll say it again. Don't come to get a word, come as a word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. There's a different perspective when you come as a word. Because now your reception is to be unlocked. Not in deficit. See, the trick of the enemy is for you to function in life in deficit. He started in the garden. Oh, you'll be just like God. Well, who were you like? Watch what I'm trying to say to you. The trick of the enemy is for you to live and pray and worship and fast in deficit. Come on. Like you don't have it already. It's a trick. Look at your neighbor and say, it's a trick. It's a trick. Look at your neighbor and say, it's a trick. It's a trick. If I can trick you out of it, you'll never have it. I come as a word. Yeah. And I'm getting unlocked. Praise God. You may be seated. Father, thank you. Amen. Matthew's turn over to Matthew's chapter 3, this last scripture, chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3, we'll start at verse 17. It's an interesting take that Holy Spirit showed me on this, but the message, and I don't know if I'm going to get the title of the message yet. Well, I will. The title of this message is Jesus as a Thermostat. Some of y'all right now, y'all here right now, some of y'all might be cold up in here right now. Y'all know how word light be freezing. Yeah, if you knew how it was on stage, you'll understand. If you knew how these lights hit and everything, you'd understand why the temperature's below zero in Word of Life Christian Center. But some of y'all right now set your thermostat before you left home. You got that temperature that you like. Can I get an amen? Amen. You got that temperature that you like, and you have set your thermostat to that because that's where you're comfortable. Can I get an amen? Amen. So you set it. Sometimes you set it before you leave home so the air don't be blowing too much. Then you change it. You'll change it differently when you're going to bed at night. Summertime is different than wintertime. But that thermostat determines what the temperature in the building will be. Y'all gonna have to let me talk about it for a while because I hadn't made a year of marriage yet, so marriage has been changing me. For the good. I'm getting better and better. I ain't just joking because she ain't here. I'm really getting better. It's really changing me and it's challenging me. It's challenging some selfish ways about myself. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I was in, I'm going back to Jesus' thermostat. Everybody say Jesus,
Jesus
as my thermostat. Come on, say it again. Say Jesus,
Jesus
as my thermostat. Now, I didn't say Jesus was your thermometer. Because there's a difference between a thermometer and a thermostat.
Yes,
I said Jesus, say it, Jesus,
Jesus
as my thermostat.
As my thermostat.
You know, living alone, I lived for a long time just me. So I was... You just do it like you want to do it. You walk in, you hide, just turn it how you want to turn it. Right? You set the temperature on where you're comfortable. But when cohabitation hits, and you got to live with somebody else, you can't just think about yourself. You can't just think about what makes you comfortable. Ah, amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
You can't just set it on whatever you want to set it on because that's how you feel and that's how you're comfortable.
Right.
Now I have to consider another temperature.
Yeah.
Right? And praise God, we really like to come to the same temperature. Amen. God is good. Amen. God is good. Amen. But you have to consider someone else's temperature setting. And then sometimes I come in and it's freezing. And I didn't change the temperature, but somebody else changed the temperature, right? So the temperature, my atmosphere changed because the thermostat was set in a certain place. And I didn't set it, but I had to live in the atmosphere that was set. You know, they be talking about the church is the bride. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, that's cohabitation. We living together. We living in the same house. Y'all don't hear me, but I'm going to say it again. We living in the same house. Put your hands on yourself. Me and Jesus are living in the same house. But who running the thermostat? Who is deciding what the temperature is in your life? Now, if we're going to be honest in the church, most probably we're setting the temperature. Because we've been conditioned for comfortability. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I told Darius the other day, we talking, we don't know what it's like to be grateful in America. We complaining because the lights are. What if there was no lights? Sometimes a sliding reality. You live in a reality and you live in a place where you don't even know what it's like to not have what you have. You don't even know what it's like to not, your bare necessities are not the bare necessities of the world. So our gratitude can be off. Our comfortability can be off. He told me yesterday, and you might want to put this down, that my complaints are based on my comfortability. I complain based on how comfortable I am. But my complaints might not be nothing to somebody that ain't got nothing like what you have.
Right. Come on.
Be humble.
Amen.
Be humble. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Comfortability, we become comfortable. We become comfortable. We want to set things. We pray prayers that make us comfortable. Yeah. Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Say it loud. Say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we pray the prayers that make us comfortable. We ask for the things that keep us in our comfort zone. We don't want no aggression. I heard Apostle say it Sunday. Sometimes we pushing out those things that's giving us promotion.
Yeah.
Did y'all know that Jesus says resist not evil? If you don't know, that means you ain't studying Jesus. He says resist not evil. Don't resist evil, because when the evil comes, it's training you to be right.
That's good. That's good.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Everybody say thermostat.
Thermostat.
Come on, say it again. Thermostat.
Thermostat.
Now Jesus is your Jesus is my thermostat. Say it.
Jesus is my.
Now watch this. I want you to say this one too. We're gonna get there. And Jesus is making me into a thermostat. Now we've got to stop. Listen to what I'm saying. We have to watch it online. We have to stop blocking the relay. There's some things that are being relayed through us. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. It's talking about you. It's a resume. God, the Lord's Prayer is your resume.
Yes. Oh my God.
But you didn't know it was talking about who you are. So God, we're gonna read it in a minute. John 3:16. Y'all know it. I almost ain't got to put it on the screen. Y'all know it. Go ahead and quote it. One, two, three, quote. All right, come on. We're going to start again because some of y'all say, I know it now because you said the first three words of it. For God so loved the world. No, John 3:16. You ready? 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 Put it on the screen, please, for those. I don't want to, because I know we got different people watching and we have different. Put it on the screen. John 3:16. Y'all turn your Bibles. That's a good little lesson. Turn your Bible to John 3:16. It's on the screen. We'll go to, ready, read, go. That whosoever believeth in should not perish. This thermostat. God sent Jesus into the world that whoever believes in him won't perish, but have everlasting life. Whoever believes in him, right, will be changed and then begin to bring change. But what does it mean to believe on him? I know you confess my Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Right? For with the heart man believes in the mouth, confession is made in Romans 10:9-10, right? Come on, scholars. Come on, Bible scholars. Amen.
Amen.
With the heart man believeth. What does that mean when the heart man believeth? How long does it take you to believe something? He hit me with a hard one Sunday. I'm sitting on Sunday and I'm listening. If, y'all got to listen. Apostle talking, and God is talking through apostle, and talking at the same time. You got to catch it.
Yeah.
You can hear more than one thing at one time. I don't know. Amen. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
You can hear it. And he'll catch you. Apostle will say something, it'll trigger something, and God will say, "Yep, I told you. Look right there."
Yeah.
He asked him. He said, "Why is it that you don't identify with being one with me as much as you identify with other things?" He said, when you find the answer to that, you'll find the key to Jesus. You unlock that power that you've been trying to pray all hard for.
Yeah.
Well, why? I ask a question. Why is it that Jesus already tell me, he says in John 15, I ain't got to go there. He says, I'm in the Father in me, and you in me, and I'm in you. It sounds like one with the God with me, right? John 17, so I say, I pray that they be one as we are one. It sounds like one God with me. He says, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these. It sounds like one with God with me. That's what it sounds like to me, right? It sounds like this, but why don't I identify with this? Why do I consistently identify with trying to get God to come do something for me? If the man that we say is our Savior says it plain on the scripture, what is wrong with us? What's wrong with me? Say it. What's wrong with me? Say it.
What's wrong with me?
Now you know your name. Say your name.
What's wrong?
What's wrong with me? No, that might be the name. What's your name? Say your name. Say your name. How well do you know it? I like to say this often. Can I change your mind? I can't change your mind. You signed it on that paper. Y'all know your Social Security by heart. Social Security number by heart. Then y'all know all this stuff by heart. Knows by heart. Believe in your heart. You know it by heart. Why do you associate with this? Why do we associate with fear more than favor?
Come on.
Listen to what I'm trying to say. Watch me. Why is it that you know your name? Somebody explain to me. Why you know your name? I'm asking. Why do you know your name? Y'all don't know why y'all know your name. Don't know. It'd be so funny, they'd be like, you tell me why I know my name. No. It ain't y'all. now the Holy Spirit got to reveal it to you. Why? Break it down. The basic science. All right, stop looking for the deep thing. Why you know your name? Huh? It was taught to you, right? Right? Huh? You believe it, all right?
Yes.
Somebody that was somebody that you trusted told you that was who you were. Lord have mercy. Somebody that you believed in told you that that's who you are. Say your name. All right, now watch this. Watch this. What's another reason why you learned your name? Huh? You kept hearing it. Faith comes by and now the word of God. Who the word of God? No, who the word of God? I am. Say I am. Come on, y'all. Come on. Y'all got to catch up now. I ain't got time to be slowing down. Who the word of God?
I am.
Say it loud. Who the word of God?
I am.
All right. So faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You hearing and hearing who you are.
Right.
They called me Monty when I was younger. The little kids in my class called me Montrell Mix. They tried to throw my dad. I told y'all this story before. My dad made me walk across the ditch. We all stayed. All my cousins stayed. He made me walk. I went home. He made me walk across the ditch. Waiting on my auntie. I was talking to my cousins and said, my daddy told me to tell y'all my name Montrell, not Monty. I was young. He wanted me to know my name.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Because if I let somebody else start telling me something else, or calling me something else, or putting something else in my ear, then I'll believe that I'm that thing and not this.
Yes, sir.
So I know my name because I heard it over and over again.
Yeah.
I know right now it's clockwork though, ain't it?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you. Your name ain't Deshaun. I couldn't tell you, could I? I could not convince you. I could not break it out. I could not get you to sign somebody else's name on that bottom line.
No.
Why? You say, because that's who I am. That's who name? My name. The name of Jesus.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, right? In the name of Jesus. And so because in the name of Jesus, because you've rehearsed the name so much, you know it, and this is what you identify as. Can't nobody change it. You didn't wake up in the morning and pray to remember your name. Nobody laid hands on you this morning for you to know your name. You knew your name for you did a tongue this morning. You know, Shatta, amen, amen, right? You're going to go to sleep, rise up in the morning, and know your name. Because you have associated it with this thing that has been rehearsed over and over again, right? To the point to where nobody can change your mind. Why is it that I can associate with my name more than my creator?
Come on.
And it's a simple answer. He told me, he said, well, if you find out why you know your name and you take that principle and apply it to me, you'll see.
Yeah.
Faith comes by.
Here.
And?
Here.
So my question, Hebrews 12 and 2 says something. It says, looking unto Jesus. Right?
Yeah.
The author
and finisher
yes, of our faith.
Yes.
That means he's the one that wrote it.
Yeah.
The author.
Yeah.
He's the authority, right? He's the one that wrote it and he's finished it before you even got in it. But I gotta look unto who?
Jesus.
Now a lot of times we're looking unto scriptures and we're looking unto sermons and we're looking unto prayers, but he says looking unto. It's a person. It's a person. Not a principle. It's a person.
That's true.
It's not a principle. It's a person.
Yeah.
Okay. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Yeah.
Are y'all seeing it?
Yes, sir.
So my question is, how much are we looking unto Jesus, our thermostat? Now, I need you to, principles work. They do. Amen. Principles work. But they're only short-lived when the person ain't conditioned for the principle. You ever had a water hose? If you unhook it from the spout, it'll still have a little water in the hose. You'll still be able to get a little bit out of there. But you won't get a flow. He that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers Rivers. Come on, say rivers. Yeah. So can you, are you mean to tell me that believing really means connecting?
Yes.
It really means staying connected?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I stay connected and I keep it tight enough where there ain't no leaks.
Yes. Come on.
So wherever he flowing, that's flowing out of me.
Yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Y'all didn't hear me. Whatever's flowing out of God is flowing out of me. Say it.
Whatever's flowing out of God is flowing out of me.
Did y'all know? He said, I ain't even got these in my notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, I'll open you up. He's talking about the window Sunday. He said, I'll open you up a window of heaven. He'll open you up a window. If you go read it slow. In Malachi 3, he says, I'll open you up a window.
Yeah.
I ain't lying. You go read it. He said, I'll open you up a window. He's trying to tell you a window. You waiting for a window and you the window. We're waiting for deliverance when he's made us a deliverer. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. We're waiting for something to come through a window that we are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to open you a window. I love the wordplay. I'm glad he said it that way.
Yes.
You just got to slow down. Everybody say slow down.
Slow down.
You got to slow down and read it. Looking for the person. Yeah. Jesus the thermostat. So he's changing me.
Yes, sir.
But in order to be changed, I got to be yielding to the change.
Yes.
I can't be so caught up in my comfortability that I don't want to shift.
Yes.
Everybody say shift.
Shift.
You can't even get to the next gear unless you shift.
Yes.
You can't pray to the next level.
Come on.
You can't praise to the next level. You can't dance to the next level. You can't shout to the next level. Your shout, your praise, your prayer can be a response, but it can't be the thing that's taking you there. So Jesus is consistently trying to thermostat us, but are we connected? Not connected to the church. Not connected to Christianity. I say Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. Everybody say Jesus, the Christ. Individuals are often more, I talked to a friend today and he said, individuals are often more interested in things about God than what God really wants. I'm getting ahead, but I'm cool with it. So he's changing our temperature. We've been set to a certain degree, but God is expecting another degree. Let me calm down. No, we've been living at the wrong degree. There's certain degrees that certain things can't survive in. You know why you used to boil your water?
Right?
Are there certain temperature that you can set something to?
Yeah.
A lot of times this is why you cook your food, because the heat has a certain temperature that it'll burn a lot of the bacteria.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It can't survive in that degree.
Right.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. All right, Lord, I hear you. I hope everybody's hearing you. It can't survive in that degree. Sometimes there are things that we are praying about. We need to actually change degrees because it can't survive at that degree. If I would change my temperature, if I would change where I'm, what number I'm on, if I change my temperature, then I wouldn't even have to say nothing to that thing because it can't survive at that degree. So now I'm not trying to, watch this. This is what I'm trying to tell you. So now I'm not asking God to change the atmosphere. I'm asking God to change my atmosphere. Right? You understand what I'm saying? Because if I can change my temperature, it can't survive. Now I don't have to be quoting and praying and affirming for 29,000 years about this thing because it's not supposed to be here in the first place. And if something is living here that should not be here, then I need to check my degree. Y'all sit down. We're living at the wrong degree. We shouldn't have to pray that hard for a miracle, a sign, and a wonder. Jesus walked up, them demons recognized him. He didn't say nothing to them. They recognized, say, Jesus, why are you here to trauma on us? Why are you messing with us? They knew who he was because the temperature was set. When he walked in, he set the room. When he shows up, Lord have mercy. When Jesus shows up, he changed the temperature of the environment. He does not assume the temperature of what the environment is. A lot of times we pity, and we sad, and we try to pray out of pity because we sad for somebody. Stop being sad and stand up. Be prepared to go there and change the environment. Don't let the environment change you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Jesus setting the conditions of who we are. He's consistently all throughout those gospels. His conversation is setting the conditions of who we are. Right? Now, if you want to, you can go get your conditions from David. Proverb it up, Solomon. Yeah, you can go get them from Elijah and Elisha. You go get them from Moses. Whoever you, go ahead, Abraham, go and get them from them. You go get your conditions from them if you want to, and you'll get the result. But then here's Jesus that finishes. Y'all know that, I said this before and I'll say it again. Y'all know in that scripture, Jesus don't ever say God told him nothing. Y'all know we say that a lot. Y'all know, amen. Everybody say amen. We quick to say God told me something, especially if we want somebody to shut up. Yes. Especially, y'all know how I go. Well, God told me to do it. Now, if God told you, I can't tell you nothing. If God, don't bring it to me. Don't ask me what I thought about it. God told you. Do what he told you to do. But if it fell and you realize it wasn't God, don't blame me. God told me to do it. Well, that said, you can't say nothing to me, man of God. You can't tell me nothing. We're quick to say what God's saying. What you saying? Jesus, I know Paul, I know, but who are? Yeah. What you saying? You'll say to the mountain, you see Jesus? Do y'all see Jesus? If you see him, say yeah. He says, you'll say to the mountain. Stop asking. I know we like that song, You Move Mountains, but that's not what he said. He said, you move mountains. He said, you speak to the mountain. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you'll say it. You'll say it. The works that I do shall you do. You'll do them. Don't ask me for nothing. There's a place in the scripture Jesus says, don't ask me. In that day, you're not going to ask me. Don't bring it to me. Yeah. You're going to go to God for yourself. Yes. He changed our thermostat, but watch this. Here's the issue. And I want to go down the line. Here's the issue that a lot of times the changing of our thermostat is more challenging than we want to go through. He's going to ask us things that we're not willing to give up. But he's only conditioning us. You get it? But he's going. But I can't condition you while you're comfortable. There has never been anybody conditioned to do anything strenuous while just sitting down. You can't run no 10K while sitting down all day long. You got to go condition for months for that. There's a conditioning. The conditioning has to take place. And the first thing it is going to attack is your comfortability. They got thousands of people. I know people got midweek service right now. On Sunday, got thousands of people in churches that are just comfortable. They're just comfortable. They're never challenged. Y'all know it ain't that word of life because we, Lord. Thank God for apostles. Amen. Amen. Listen. Challenging us. The challenge is changing your temperature. Yeah. Stop crying. They got many of them that left because they're crying. Because they're comfortable and they can't get what they want. It's not about what you want. At what point did you think God's will was about what you wanted? I'll wait for it. God said, you know what? It's all about what y'all want. Ain't no way in the Bible. At no point in time, it is always going to be a challenge. He is always going to say stuff like, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up the cross and follow me. What? Deny who? Oh, myself. What that look like? What does it look like to deny yourself? You ever thought about it? That wasn't even the end of it. You got to deny yourself and take the cross. And follow. Don't try to skip steps. So we skip steps. We try to follow Jesus. You can't follow Jesus until you denied yourself and then took up the cross. That's right? Trust me. You say, well, you can't take up the cross unless you deny yourself. You ain't going to do that one. Take up the cross, because the cross means we're going to die. Oh, people were just walking around in Jerusalem with crosses. You know, we got the little cross on our neck we wear, you know what I'm saying? And we got the little cross on the wall in the church and stuff. No, not that. I'm talking about you got the cross on your shoulder because we about to go get nailed to this thing. How alive do you want to be? Talking about Resurrection Sunday, huh? How alive do you want to be? You can't resurrect if ain't no death.
That's good.
And God is trying to kill you to some of that stuff. He's trying to, y'all heard I say he's trying to kill you to it. He's trying to murder you to that thing. The only reason it exists is because you're alive to it.
Jesus.
The degree. Y'all get your degree. See the degree where we at, now it can exist because you're alive to it. Y'all roommates. And you letting it set the thermostat. It's setting your temperature. Stop letting fear set your temperature. Stop letting worry set your temperature. Stop letting depression set your temperature. Stop letting all of these things set the temperature of who you are. That's not who you are. It's a lie. So God so loved the world, he sends Jesus. He drops Jesus down. And we didn't have a lot of, there was a lot of great men of God. There's a lot of them. They did a lot of wondrous things and amazing things, but ain't nobody died for us. Even the miracles that Jesus is doing, they say, we ain't never seen it like this. In that same chapter in John 3, Nicodemus come at night. He came at night because he couldn't associate with Jesus during the day. Came at night and say, how are you doing these great things? Well, he said, you must be born again. That's thermostat change. It changes your temperature. God sends Jesus. And Matthew, I told y'all Matthew 3 was 30 minutes ago. Matthew chapter 3. Verse 17, and it's amazing to me that verse 17, the Bible has chapters because they were trying to put it in place so they could teach it, right? So they put it in chapters, but it really wasn't written in chapters, so these stories go on. So Matthew 3:17 goes right into Matthew 4:1. It's like a flow, like it's really a flow. If you take all the numbers out, it's really just flowing like that. Sometimes that may be a good way to read it, amen? You get more context. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, now write this, give you context. Right before this, Jesus comes to John, his cousin, and gets baptized. John said, no, he said, no, it's supposed to be this way, baptize me. Jesus get baptized, come up out the water. He says, the Holy Spirit descends on him like a dove. There was not a real bird there. Let me be clear, there was not a dove that came. I know they say the dove is the bird of the spirit. And no, there was no dove there. It'll say descending on him as a dove. Like a dove would land on something, the Holy Spirit landed on him just like that. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Then they say a loud voice came from heaven. Verse 17. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. E-D, I mean, I'm already pleased in him. Well, I thought this was the beginning of Jesus' ministry. They said this was the start of Jesus' ministry. So if this is the start of Jesus' ministry, how are you pleased with somebody that hadn't even went and preached a sermon yet? We haven't even raised a dead person yet. We haven't even done a miracle, all the things that we associate with Jesus only. I'm well pleased. You get it?
Yes.
Send Jesus down here to be a thermostat. Send him into the atmosphere of the earth to change everything.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me? Send Jesus in the atmosphere of the earth to change everything. Before, but I'm well pleased in him, but what do I do to him next because I'm pleased? Go to verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 4:1. Y'all go ahead and read it. Go ahead and read it. Ready, read.
There was
who?
Jesus.
What he was? What had happened to him? He was led. How? Okay, I don't want to skip that part. He was led by the Spirit. That same voice from heaven. He was led by the Spirit. Where? Into the wilderness to what?
Be tempted.
To be tested of the devil, to be checked, to be tried, to see if he really got the temp. He tempted for his temperature. I ain't see that. Thank you, Lord. He tempted him to check his temperature.
Yeah,
y'all, amen. Y'all better give me an amen. You know, amen. 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 Say it loud, EJ. Give me an amen, EJ. Amen. Look, he tempted him to check his temperature. He'll tempt you.
Yeah.
To check your temperature. To see if you're just being like everybody around you, or you're ready to be a catalyst of change. Okay, so but I thought in verse 17 he was already pleased. So I found out something, that God is pleased with you and then he tempts you. He don't tempt you to get pleased with you. He's gonna be, I'm pleased with you. Okay, say I was sent here.
I was sent here.
Y'all heard me say this before. Say I was sent here.
I was sent here.
Come on, say it again. Say I was sent here.
I was sent here.
Now sometimes we don't associate with that concept as enough because we haven't rehearsed it as much as our name. Remember I said my name over and over again? Somebody called my name over and over again and they called it so much that I knew that that's who I was. See, I didn't know I was sent here, so I thought I was surviving here. Or I thought I was just here to get my life right so I can make it to heaven. No, 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 this was intentional. You being here is intentional.
Yeah.
John 8 started talking about it. Jesus said, I was sent here. He said, I know where I come from and I know where I'm going. And the one who sent me is with me. You were sent here for a reason. Say, I was sent here.
I was sent here.
Come on, say it again. Say, I was sent here.
I was sent here.
Now, see, if you know you were sent here, then you wouldn't be succumbing to everything that is here already. If you knew you were sent here, then when you saw something that wasn't quite right, you knew that you were sent here to make it right, to change the temperature, whatever that thing was, right? The enemy has tricked us to survive in this system. And now we're praying real hard to make it when we really need to be making it. Not make it like surviving, but we need to be making it.
Yeah.
We'll make the system what it is.
Yeah.
I'll make my life what it is, right? I'm making it that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Come on now.
That's good.
Hallelujah. And y'all, we got to do it. I mean, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We got to be it. Everybody say, I'm going to be it.
I'm going
to
be it.
See, we got to be it because stop waiting for apostles to just be it for you.
Right.
I know I didn't go get a lot of amens. I know I wasn't going to get a lot of amens. I know I wasn't. But I don't care. Stop waiting for the man of God to do it for you. He a man of God and you a what?
Man of God.
All right, and women don't say man of God. Men don't say. All the ladies say, I'm a woman of God.
I'm a woman of God.
Now y'all say it like y'all mean it. Say, I'm a woman of God.
I'm a woman of God.
All the men say, I'm a man of God. Come on, put that bass in there. Say, I'm a man of God. Yeah. So good, because you're a man of God. That's what you came from.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
The apple don't fall from the tree. You are.
Yeah.
Of God. Say, I am of God.
I am of God.
So because I am of God, then God should be everywhere that I go.
Yeah.
Emmanuel, God is with us.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
He's pleased with you. And then he's going to send you to the temptation. But don't fail the test. We run away from the test. We cry about the test. We call somebody to pray with us about the test. When he's only bringing you through the temptation. I'm just bringing you through the temptation so I can check your temperature. And I'm exposing you to the temperature that you really are. We've been fooled. America has fooled us. Have it your, you can't have it your way. It ain't about how you want it, when you want it, how I want it. I can have it. I got rights. I got, no, you don't have rights. You have righteousness.
That's good.
And the rights that you're trying to get are already in the temperature that you're set at. You're supposed to be set at. Listen, it's already there. If you would turn, change the temperature.
Yeah.
Allow your thermostat to be changed. So here's God changing Jesus' thermostat. He's checking it. See the relay. Mm-hmm. See, it's relationship. He's relaying sonship. He's relaying sonship. But in order for Jesus to relay sonship, I got to make sure that he's not going to break under the temperature. He's not going to break when I'm trying to set that thermostat. So now he's led into the wilderness of the spirit to be tempted of the devil. I thought he was pleased with him. Yeah, I'm pleased with him. So I take him to get tested.
Yeah.
You understand him? Because if I can go through the test.
Wow.
Save me, Jesus, from the test. You know, if we get in there, we get behind me. Say, he ain't saying nothing about get behind me, Satan. The only time he said, get behind me, Satan, in the scripture, he's talking to a person. He and the devil, and I can go to the store, the devil tempted him with three things. Tempted him with food, because he knew he'd been fasting. He tried to make him commit suicide, jump on top of the temple, right? right? And then he say, I'm going to give you, look, this is the last draw. And this is the one we failing at. This is the one everybody, we fail at one of them. Then that's when he I'll give you everything. I'll give you all the king, the riches of the world. Well, the earth is the Lord. It's already ours. Amen. Say it's already mine.
It's already mine.
Say it loud, it's already mine.
It's already mine.
So if it's already mine, what am I fighting to get? I've been bamboozled. I've been hoodwinked. I've been run amok. He begins to tempt him on the things. Oh my God. Thanks, Holy Spirit. Thanks, Holy Spirit. I be hearing stuff too. Yeah, y'all. I know y'all think y'all hearing me and I be preaching, but I be hearing stuff. He's tempting him on all of the degrees that this earth was set at already. See, the things that have been set in this earth already is the riches, the kingdoms, the kings. All these different things had already set. Food had set the temperature, what was going on. All these things, right now we're in 2023. They are the things that have set the temperature in society. And it is our responsibility. Some of those... keep praying for the world. But it ain't going to be your prayers that's going to do it. It's going to be you.
Come on.
It's going to be you as a living witness. You as a living example. We got to get over this praying from a distance. We're trying to throw the Holy Spirit over there so he can fix that over there, because I ain't got to go get dirty. Because we comfortable. He's testing his temperature. Testing. Y'all done tested temperature or something before, huh? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Y'all tap that water to see if it's hot enough?
Yes, sir.
Y'all touch that iron, tap that iron a little bit to see if it's hot enough, put your hand right in front of it, right? Right? Y'all know how, come on, think about some of the things you do to test temperature, right? You're trying to see, you know, when the winter time comes, you put your hand out the window, try to put your hand out the door. Woo, it's cold, go back inside, right? You're testing. You're testing the temperature. He's testing to see what the temperature is, right? And he tests Jesus' temperature. And Jesus flies through the test because he knows who he is.
Yeah.
All right? He does not allow the enemy to call him out his name.
Right.
And you know, he started talking to him. Go to the next scripture. He said, if thou be the Son of God. In fact, go to verse 3. If thou be the Son of God. Ain't no if thou be. Say it. Ain't no if thou be. I'm a child of God. Ain't no if thou be. If what? Ain't no if. I am. Say, I am.
I am.
Ain't no if. Say it. Say it. Bad English. I know it. Ain't no if.
Ain't no if.
Ain't no if. I am. If you can get this amount of money, you can do it. Ain't no if. I am. If you can do this, then your body. Ain't no if. I am. Say, I am.
I am.
I ain't taking no ifs. Old saying said, if was a fifth, everybody would be drunk. I ain't taking no ifs. No ifs for me. If thou be. Trying to call you out your name. It sounds like the same thing he said they did in the garden in Genesis. The trick is always the same. The trick don't change. The enemy's trick don't change. We keep falling for the same trick. If thou be. Get you to second guess yourself. Ain't no if.
Ain't no if.
Ain't no if I am. So God sends Jesus in there and even checks Jesus' temperature. Do y'all see that?
Yeah.
He even checks. In verse 1, he's checking Jesus' temperature. The one that he sent is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And I'm well pleased and I'm still going to check his temperature. You best be sure he's going to check yours. Say, check me, Lord. Hold on. Hold on. Because do you really want to be checked?
Yes, sir.
No, you want the next level? Yeah. All right, boy, I can do it. I can get a shout up here. If you want the next level, say yeah. Yeah, everybody get the hollering in.
Don't want that check,
though. Come on now.
Everybody want resurrected. No, nobody want die. Everybody want 100-fold, but don't want to give it all up. the keys to the, I used to hear the preacher talking about the keys to the 100-fold return. I know what the key to the 100-fold return is, 100. All of it.
Everything.
How you expect to get 100 you ain't giving 100? What you talking about? What measure you meet? Yeah. Who said that, Jesus? What measure you meet? Beat into you according to your faith. But if I believe I'm an if, if I believe in the if, so Jesus gets tempted. Jesus gets tested. His temperature is tested. Because I can't send you out here to change the environment if you are affected by the environment. Don't answer me. But what are most of your prayers going to? Don't answer me. Here's another question. How you praying? Now, a lot of us have got a lot of prayers from a lot of different people. We done read every book that they got because we're just trying to get better at praying. And two chapters over, Jesus tells us how to pray. He's setting the thermostat. I love it. I love it. Matthew, he right there, Matthew, then in Matthew 4, he get tempted. Then right after that, Matthew 5, he start talking, they call it the Beatitudes. Y'all familiar with the Beatitudes? Yeah, you talking about the Beatitudes. Go get it. I got you. Matthew chapter 5, go. Matthew chapter 5. She told me no, so I'm going. Go Matthew chapter 5. And it's real simple. I'm going to go. They call them the Beatitudes. He ain't calling the Beatitudes. But that's what they wrote in the little caption. But he goes, chapter 5, and he starts off, he says, after seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain and he was set, and his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth, and he taught them, saying, now you got to realize, Jesus, every move that Jesus is making, y'all got to slow down. How long y'all stay in the Gospels? How well versed are you in the Gospels, the red words Jesus is talking about? Proverbs, one proverb a day ain't enough no more. You got to grow up. You got 31 proverbs, 31 days. I'm going to read one of them. Grow up. Every move that Jesus is making is calculated. Every move, when Jesus said, when you see me, you see who? So that everything that I'm doing looks like God. See, there's even some things that he's doing that he's not even saying nothing, but you see what he's doing. Right here at the beginning, it says, and seeing the multitudes. Y'all see verse 1?
Yeah.
Y'all see verse 1?
Yes.
Amen if you see verse 1.
Amen.
Jesus saw the multitudes. He saw, I put this on my online yesterday. I said, if somebody really preached an unadulterated Jesus, the people will start leaving. They really preach raw Jesus. Right? Many are called, but... Jesus up in John 6, and then he said, y'all gonna leave too? In verse 1, now watch, you gotta see him. I ain't got time to break this down, but you gotta see him. He said, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. He said in the thermostat. I don't know if y'all ever been up in the mountains before. I went on a vacation up in the mountains not too long ago. It was freezing and I couldn't breathe. Because we was up in the mountains. It was freezing. Because we were up in the mountain. You see the temperature? You see what he's doing?
Yeah.
You see what he's doing? Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Y'all see, y'all slow down. I ain't got in the spirit of nothing to say, Holy Spirit, show me. Look, it's right there. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountain. Y'all see it?
Yes, sir.
He went up. Because he saw the multitudes and he saw all them people came out there because they was excited about what was about to happen. But they wasn't ready for the move. So I'm going to go up in the mountain. And they say he was set, and the disciples came unto him. So the ones that were disciplined came up there.
Right.
Y'all ain't giving it to me. That's okay. I got it. The disciples, the disciplines. The disciples, the ones that were disciplined came up in the mountain. Jesus left the multitude.
Right.
He saw them.
Right.
Whew, that's a good, but it's a good crowd here. I'm going up into the mountain. Because I'm going to see... Who gonna come up here?
Come on.
Come on now.
It wasn't until he got up in the mountains and the disciples came. Then he said, verse 2, he said he opened his mouth. And it's the Beatitudes, is what they call the Beatitudes. But it's right here, it's blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Right? He goes on, and these things become challenging to those people because they don't understand being meek to inherit the earth. Because we've been seeing war. We got to be great to inherit the earth. No, he said be meek.
Yeah.
You inherit the earth. A little later on, he starts saying, if they slap you on one cheek. If they sue you for your coat, give them your cloak also.
Right.
Let me put that in 2023. They sue you for $1,000, give them two.
Yeah.
No, anybody. Stop my trip. My mind. Anybody suing about no $1,000. If they sue you for $1,000,000, they give them two. This is a challenge that he's making. He starts saying, you say if you lay with her, you commit adultery. He said, I say if you thought about it. God, dog. Temperature change. It's a thermostat check. I'm trying to take you further than you're willing to go. Because if I can take you further than you're willing to go, you'll die and become alive. If you allow me to take you further than you've been comfortable enough to go, I can get you past the limitation that you created for yourself. But it's going to feel like you're dying. Y'all hear what I'm saying? It's going to feel like, I'm getting it all taken away. But it ain't that. I'm taking you to another place. So he get the challenging them. He's challenging them. He's challenging them over and over again. He slap you on one cheek, turn the other. No, we supposed to fight back. Mama told me to hit me, hit them back. That's challenging you. I'm going to get over to Matthew 6. It's right there, Matthew 4, 5, 6. Just sit down and read it for some time, please. Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Just go read it for a little while, please. Listen to it. They got an audio book. Listen to it. Do something with it. Come on. Because it gets to challenging us. There's another place. He started talking. He said, ain't nobody forsaking houses and land, mothers and fathers, wives and children for my sake in the gospel.
That's right.
I said, what? Mothers, fathers? I just got married. Wives and children? I got to keep on the way. God, dog. I just got them. God, dog, forsake houses and lands for my sake in the gospel. That's a challenge. Everybody say challenge.
Challenge.
Just a challenge. Everybody say challenge.
Challenge.
Just a challenge. He's challenging us. Because, you know, there's no change without challenge. There is no change without challenge. So he's challenging us. He gonna take you through it. Forsake you. He said, put it to the side. The reason, Hebrews 12, 2, looking under me, the reason you can't see me because you got them in your face all the time. You're looking at that all the time. And you're identifying yourself on that.
Yeah.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
You identifying yourself on that. With 100-fold on us, he said they receive 100-fold. Now in this time are the same, and he lists the same things, but this forsaken has to go first.
Yeah.
I know. I understand. He said, if any man come after me, he started telling them. In Matthew 16, I had time to go there. He started telling them what they're going to do and how this whole thing going to work. He said, they're going to take me, they're going to crucify me, they're going to kill me. He starts explaining it to them. Peter jumped off the porch, as always. They said, it ain't going to be to you, Lord. Jesus looked at him and said, get behind me, Satan. Then he explains to him why he called him Satan. He say, thou art an offense to me. You're a stumbling block to the temperature that I'm setting. You're trying to get me to change my degrees. But I'm already set somewhere. I've already been set. My degree has been set to come here and to show these people what it looked like and die and get up so they can't say nothing about it. I've already been set. Stop trying to change my temperature. Don't try to be my thermostat. Get them people out y'all ear. Stop. Stop. Get them people out y'all ear. Get them shows out y'all ear. Get them songs out y'all ear. Get them songs out y'all ear. Some of them gospel songs. Get them out your ear. Talking about God somewhere else. He ain't nowhere else. He right here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He right here. He all around me, and he.
In me.
Yes.
Come on, Seth.
If I hear these songs, these worship songs, that say something different, turn it off. Yes, I'll be changing the words to the songs.
Yes, sir.
I know it'll be our favorite song we be singing on Sunday. I change the words. I don't care. Because we're changing our minds.
Yes, sir.
We're changing our understanding. Yes. We're changing our temperature.
Yes, yes, sir.
That's good.
He said, get behind me. He said, because thou savest the things that be of men.
Right.
And not of God. He said, y'all, you set your temperature to what they wanted. So that's why you act like that. You ain't set your temperature to God level. Then he goes on to explain. He said, if any man come after me, is anybody? We said a little while ago, if any man come after me, let him deny himself. Deny the old raggedy temperature he thought he was. He thought he was hot. You're not. Deny the old raggedy temperature that ain't been working. Deny himself. Take up the cross and follow me.
Yes, sir.
Then he goes on and get deeper. I thought that was enough. He said, because he who finds his life is going to lose it.
Yes, sir.
That's what he said.
Boy, that's challenging. Everybody say that's challenging.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know it because y'all don't read it, though. That's challenging. Y'all know it because y'all don't stick with it. Y'all don't meditate those. We don't meditate deny yourself.
Yeah, come on, sir. Come on.
We meditate blessed and highly favored. We don't meditate lose your life. I'm looking at y'all online. We don't meditate. Come on, wave at me, Zoom. We don't meditate. Lose. Because
yeah.
Say he find his life, going to lose it. But say he who lose his life for my sake, the gospel going to find it. What profit a man to gain the whole world?
Yeah.
What profit a man to be the same temperature as the rest of the world but lose your soul? And it gets over. It gets over. I ain't making none of that up. I didn't tell y'all nothing that wasn't in the scripture. That's right there in them red words. That's right there, the word of Jesus. That's right, it's right there. I ain't got it on tap. You got, where your Bible at? You see it? It's right there in yours too. It's in yours the same way.
Yes, sir.
Then you get over to Matthew chapter 6. And he says, stop praying like them people.
That's right.
Because they want somebody to say they're spiritual. Y'all know them. They want somebody to say they're deep. And they'll have their reward. You deep. That's how you see somebody want to look like they're deep. Just say, hey, you know what? You real deep. That's what they want in the first place. They want it. Just give them their reward. You spiritual. He said, but when you pray, go on the inside. Go in your closet. He said, don't give like them. He said, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is. God, how I do that? Don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. Do it in secret.
Yeah.
And your father will see it then. Reward you. But that's what they were trying to get, the open reward.
Yes.
It even says, and if you slow down and read it, he says, go on the inside. He said, where God is on the inside. He's telling you where God at. On the inside. Then he say, don't pray like that. 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 Look at somebody. Say, don't pray like that. Look at that. Don't pray like that. Don't pray like that. He say, and when you pray, he say, cause listen, praying like that, you're wasting your time. He say, cause your father already know. Go to verse 8. Put it up there real quick. I got 2 minutes. Matthew 6:8. Put it up there real quick. He say, your father already know what you have need of before you ask him. He already know. He already, y'all thought, y'all ain't think God knew, huh? You thought your words was making something happen. Your alignment makes it happen. Be not there like them. Don't be like them. He said, don't be like them. For your father knows what things you have need of before you ask him. That means it was already a pre-designed thing in his mind. So before you knew to ask him, he already knew what you needed. It was already set up. Say, it's already set up. Come on, say, it's already set up. Boy, that sound easy when it's already set up. When the table already set, it's already good. And you ain't got to just sit down. Just say, it's already set up.
It's already set up.
He said, but when you pray, after this man, I pray you. And then Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, includes me in the sonship.
Yes, sir.
Because he says what? What's the first two words of that prayer?
Our Father.
He just included me into sonship.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear what I said?
Yes.
Before we finish the prayer, in those two words, the only begotten Son made me an only begotten too.
Yes,
he said, our Father. They ain't my Father, it's our Father.
Yes.
We didn't have to finish the prayer. We didn't really have to say nothing else. If you pay attention to Jesus, he ain't finished that. If you'd have like, I'd have shouted, our Father, I'm gone. It wouldn't have been no more of the prayer. But we, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Enter as it is in heaven. He starts, in Matthew 6, he go down over there, he's changing our temperature. Jesus is a thermostat. Let him change your temperature. Let him change you to the degree that you're supposed to be. Not the degree that somebody else set for you. There's limitations that the system has set for you and they're trying to keep you to a certain degree. No, let Jesus break that ceiling, right? It's going to be outrageous. It's going to be challenging, but step up to the challenge. When you step up to the challenge will bring the change in your temperature. Amen. 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 Amen.